Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors. But they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
We're Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Jeweler's song of the day.
Gee, Saturday Night Special. Do you have that song going through your head and when you're going into that motel on Saturday or Friday?
Everything was very safe at the Roadway Inn.
Leonard Skinner, Free Bird, Tuesday's Gone, That Smell, Simple Man, Gimme Three Steps. Yeah. This one's behind the Call Me the Breeze. Mm. Call Me the Breeze is number two.
Very good song.
Yeah, behind That Smell. Tuesday's Gone's probably three. Simple Man, four. Give Me Three Steps, five. Mm. See, we're getting down a little bit, but if you got...
It's a good catalog, obviously.
If you get 10 hits by Leonard Skinner and you're in the top 10, you're in the nines, and this song's in the top 10, so it's in the nines. I'll go 9.115. Skinner's incredible. Those songs I named are all freaky good. And that one is freaky good, Jake. Good job.
I recognize the high level of talent. The song is not as gripping to me.
It's gripping.
It's more of a 7-1-1-1. So
that's
not
7-1-1-1. It's not gripping.
It just doesn't. No, it's not like I must. I got to hear that. I've just got that. I just want to sit and look. But I recognize.
I grip
the
it
talent.
Like the handle of a 44.
Yeah. I understand okay. The talent that was used to make the song. So that was incredible. 7-1-1-1-1.
It's fine. Ellie score. You want to guess that?
She's going to be in the 4-9s. Dad's going to be 8-1.
Jeez. Dude, song.
Ellie is just a 5-7. Nothing but, from dad over
huh,
there.
Huh. Interesting.
5-7 for Ellie.
Derek didn't make it up this morning.
Sleeping in on a Monday.
It must be nice. Things are going well.
He can sleep in. Yeah.
Some ratings from the text line here. Triple H's dad, an 8. Corey and Lincoln, 3. Guilt Nerd, 8.1.
Corey gave it a 3.
He's tough. Ryan in California, 8.2. Phil says, yeah. He says, yeah, 8 out of 10. Says,
yeah.
Bill and Bennett, 9.2. Who in Clemens?
Bert,
7.
Oh.
So Corey's a 3. Bert is 7. This is a very big difference for those guys.
Squabble in Columbus.
Yeah. They'll talk it out.
Yep.
Jake and Hickman.
Hopefully they hug it out.
7.7, Jake and Hickman. Vernon Dakin, 7.4. Mike and Dalton, 8. Sandmaster and KC, 8.3. Lyle in Omaha, 9. Gavin and Pender, 7.
Wow, Lyle Gavin at 9, by the way. Yeah.
Doug and Harrison, Idaho, 7.7. Stan and Bennett, 6. Isaac says 8.9.
Stan and Bennett, Bill and Bennett, wonder if they know each other.
Why would they be listening to the same show? What would Trump have given it?
Probably a 10.
Think he would have?
Well,
I think he's probably, he's got to be
what Trump likes.
He's got to be a Skinner fan, doesn't he?
You would think
he has
so.
To be a Skinner fan.
Be interesting. And what's he listening to? What's on his iPod?
Trump, where are you?
Yes.
It's on your iPod.
Go ahead.
Jennifer, 8. Hubby, 8.3. The household is back together.
Oh, very high. That's one of the highest combination scores.
Beef tacos, 6.8.
The beef taco.
He's back.
One of your favorites.
It's one of my favorites.
Jade Norfolk, 8.5.
What about Wet Blanket?
Wet Blanket, Wet Blanket said something earlier. I'm going to read real quick.
Do you have to?
No,
I'm in a good mood.
No, this to put you in a good mood. It's crazy. This is early in the show. He says, it is 6:30, and I have agreed with Sip for 30 consecutive minutes. Vests are dumb. Yes. Hurley is using his titles to act like a jerk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I picked Houston to win it all, but I wish I would have picked Duke. Yes. So that was like all in favor of you for a half hour.
See? Oh.
How about that?
Things are turning here.
Send
Wet Blanket.
Send him a gift.
Wet Blanket, you can disagree with me. It's fine. It's fine.
He does a lot.
Yes. It's fine.
I can't forget YouTube here real quick. Nels in Montana, 9.5. Chris, 5.9.
9.5 from Nels. Hello.
The Conservative Husker, 9. Paul, 9.3. Mr. Blitzkrieg, 9.5.
Blitzkrieg, do you send that subtext? Let us know.
Please, you need to know. Come on.
Sup.
We have to know, Blitzkrieg.
Yes.
Charles says, heck yeah, toe-tapping, 9.2. Chris, 6.5. Song of the day again, Saturday Night Special by Lynyrd Skynyrd from 1975.
Hold on, that caught me. Saturday Special, Lynyrd Skynyrd, toe-tapping. I didn't see it as toe-tapping.
Toe-tapping.
Did not see this
Charles
as a
toe-tapper.
Did not see it as a toe-tapper. No.
I don't either.
Charles is toe-tapping.
What did he give it?
He gave it a 9.2.
Yeah, well, then that's fine.
Toe-tapping there. It is time for a Monday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrill is sponsored by our friends at Trados, grain marketing experts, also crop insurance experts. Go to gotrados.com, GOTREDAS.com to learn more. Bill, it is a, what is it? It's not a football facts Monday, is it?
This is just kind of a sports.
Sports fan.
Sports. I listened to an interview and I thought it was the most incredible. It was like a 3-minute interview and I've cut it down to a minute.
Sports.
And I thought it was just a remarkable interviewed, and I think it's worth talking about. And this is Kevin Willard. And this is the head coach at Maryland. This is prior to the tournament starting.
Saw this.
This is very interesting. Go ahead and play it, Jake.
But I need to make fundamental changes to the program. That's what I'm focused on right now. That's why probably a deal hasn't got done, because I want to see. I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship. But there's things that need to change. When you're at a place for 3 years and you put your heart and soul into it, you kind of sit there and say, okay, wait a second. For us to be really successful, X, Y, and Z needs to change. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that we are where we are with NIL and rev share is not where we've been with NIL in the past 2 years. We've been one of the worst, if not lowest, in the NIL in the last 2 years. So that's first and foremost. I also have to make a fundamental change where I can do the things that I want to do with my program. You know, I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. So I don't know how we can be a top-tier program and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive.
So I thought it was one of the most fascinating interviews I've ever heard going into it. Anytime, going into a tournament. Maryland had an unbelievable year.
Okay.
And he talks openly that we're way behind. But financially, we are way behind. We claim to be almost dead last. In that conversation, just it's kind of one of those things that certain things we talked about with UNLV and Dan Mullen, like, do you say it out loud? And then when you say it out loud, and then when he makes those statements of...
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And the rev share part. And here's where I thought it was really interesting. Because in the rev share, what most numbers you're hearing, I believe Steve would concur, mm-hmm. are 75-15-10. It means 75 to football percent, 15 to men's basketball, 10% for the rest. Mm-hmm. And so when you have that conversation about rev share, that generally was, in my opinion, was him talking about we need more than 15% mm-hmm. of the rev share. We need, if we want to be, what are we? Are we a football school? Are we a basketball school? If Maryland, that's what it sounded like to me. But to have those comments and then just to say that I have to make changes because when I want to have my team stay in New York City mm-hmm. for an extra night, that should not be even frowned upon to be able to have that happen.
What to make of that?
But there was and then also
what to make of that.
Also, he mentioned in there that he couldn't negotiate with the AD because the AD is going to SMU.
Okay, so I'm glad you provided critical context. Is he sending a message to the next AD?
I don't know. That's odd. And then also the fact is that the AD hadn't came out publicly and said he was going there. He spoke for the AD, basically saying, well, you know, it's hard to negotiate. You know, and he said, well, I have a contract offer. I'm not looking into it because I can't negotiate it because our AD is leaving to go to SMU. And so behind the scenes right there, I just don't know right now if I was the president / the AD at Nebraska and Nebraska just made the tournament. Mm-hmm. And then this was the interview.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I kind of admire the fact he laid out what I need, which I admire that. It's somewhat, there's two things that are I don't quite understand. They just got this whopping $10 million donation for men's basketball from an anonymous booster, widely reported. So they're in good shape money-wise now, I would think. Now, as far as him, that comment about wanting to stay in New York over Christmas, my inclination would be to tell him as a friend, just pay for it yourself. You're making $5 million. You can do it. Now, you as a coach might say, no, I don't have to pay for that.
For the most part, I don't live in that world of basketball. But for the most part, that's not something that's asked. I'm not totally like the associate AD who said no, like he's evil. I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't see the big deal. I don't think they have to pay for it.
Maryland. Yeah, I'm kind of like you.
I'm like, no, if you want to have an extra deal for your team, mm-hmm. and I was told no, and so that just shows you how minor league we are. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that came out as a big part of the story.
He made it a
big part of the story that we are not, we couldn't even have it like that. Well, just so you also know, with your roster and your staff, it's at 30-something. So just an extra night and three extra meals, about $30,000.
It'd be 30. No, it's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
But he can afford that.
Yeah.
I imagine. Yeah. I don't like to spend other people's money. It's one thing I don't do. But he, I think, would be able to write a $30,000 check fairly easily, right?
I would think so.
It was odd to make.
No,
it was odd that was one of your key points.
I do, Bill, though. Yeah. I like a head coach that comes out and says, this is what I need. And by the way, we want to win the national title.
Well, they've won one there before, so you can say it.
Yeah.
He can actually say it.
I like that.
Level of aggressiveness. The interesting part is also that it's not well noted, but has been reported that he is being courted by Villanova.
That's the other thing.
So there was so there was something. He had thought this thing well through.
Oh, yes.
And he also had the odds that he did not have a long discussion, because this was not a interview right after a game. This was thought through. Mm-hmm. And there was a long conversation with his agent. Long conversation with his somebody said, hey,
this wasn't off the cuff.
No, this wasn't off the cuff. It was they asked him a question and then he delved into it and he had it all laid out to say exactly what he wanted. Was it this much guarantee more? Would we get more? You're gonna in the rev share, you're gonna get 25% of the rev share. Whatever. I just thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, I do too.
You don't hear it.
And I like it. I like his posture of aggressiveness. It's not mumbo jumbo. We want to win the national title. This is what it's going to take. Okay, I'm saying it. And by the way, now that he looks even better because they're in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, it looks really good. Now that if they don't hit the shot last night,
Derek Queen doesn't hit that shot anymore. He might have traveled, by the way. But go, yeah,
he may not have been the same. May not have looked quite the same.
Looked pretty good right now. Maryland. Yeah. They play Florida. Play Florida now.
Very tough game, but UConn just pushed Florida. So
anyway, thought it was fascinating.
Oh, it is. I watched it. Yeah, I guess I'm not going to say where I was, but I saw it the other night. And I was like you. I was like, whoa.
And then I listened to some of the Maryland media people that were like Maryland fan. They were not overly. They were not like I love it. They were a little bit more. Hey. This whole conversation, which I agree with him, he probably said, this is my only window, but it also took away from the team. Yeah. It took away from the team going into the start of the tournament.
There was an NIL comment after the game from Derek Queen, who made the shot.
He did make a comment.
So it says, Maryland's players were asked, what makes Kevin Willard a coach worth listening to? Derek Queen's response was, quote, he do pay us the money, end quote.
And Willard, He said more.
Willard's a shot of him going to his hand to his palm on when he said that.
Does pay us the money.
He did say
that Willard also takes care of us as men and players, and you know, he went on. Yeah. He elaborated, but that was his first comment. Yeah. He does pay us the money. That's college sports.
Think about that.
No, I do think about it. That's
why you love Dean Smith. Well, he pays us the money.
He writes the checks.
So I mean, it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Now, Willard.
Just to have that just. Because you've heard people say different things, different stuff. We need to have, you've heard ADs come out. I mean, Oklahoma did that. Hey, we got to build our NIL up. We got to be able to do that. But you never heard it from a head coach.
Not very often.
And it really, like I said, it really wasn't asking for more from the fan base or like that. He was talking directly to Maryland,
and so the institution.
Of some things.
Don't you like the fact, Jake, that he came out and said, we're here to win a national title?
Mm-hmm. You should. That's the goal. Maryland, again,
you think that's number,
they've won it this century. They won it in 2002. It wasn't 47 years ago. It was 22 years ago they won it.
I'm not going to get started.
How many years? Is it still 53?
He's up there telling people, his fan base, that we're here to win the national title.
What do we hear at Nebraska? What's the goal here?
To win a game.
To win
a tournament.
Game. To get there, win a game. Very different. Yeah. Bill, the headline again. Did you have a headline or not?
What's that? No.
Okay. No headline. That's fine. That's all right. That's okay. That is Bill's Thrills here on a Monday. When we come back, we'll get back to the tournament. Also, Fred Hoiberg had his own comments about NIL to your colleague, Robin Washit. That's up next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.